KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. And high school softball and baseball around the area, of course, mostly postponed due to the weather yesterday. There was one softball game that got in. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 10-0. Otherwise, everything was postponed or canceled due to the wet weather. And just a couple of notes for you. Softball, Atlantic at Shenandoah, the doubleheader there was postponed until June 27th. And the Atlantic at Shenandoah baseball game was postponed to July the 6th. A couple of other notes. St. Albert at Red Oak, the doubleheader there was postponed from yesterday until today. And then also Lewis Central at Glenwood in baseball play was postponed until July 13th. Just a few notes on changes there from that action. Also yesterday, the girls' state soccer tournament got underway in Des Moines, and they got some of those games in as the St. Albert girls lost to Sioux City Bishop Heelan 2-0 on Thursday in the Class 1A state soccer tournament at a county soccer park in Des Moines. Emily Seeley and Lexi Stolen scored the goals to lead Heelan to the win. Heelan moves on to the semifinals today at noon, and they'll take on Waterloo Columbus Catholic. St. Albert ends their season with a record of 15-7. In the NBA last night, the series is tied at two games apiece following the Warriors' 103-82 win over the Cavaliers of Cleveland. Andre Iguodala and Stephen Curry each scored 22 points as Golden State avoided its first three-game losing streak of the entire season. The Warriors hit 12 three-pointers with Curry going 4-for-7 and Iguodala going 4-for-9. Iguodala was inserted into the starting lineup in place of Andrew Bogut. Draymond Green had his best game of the series, finishing with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists after being listed as questionable for the game because of back spasms. Harrison Barnes chipped in 14 points and 8 boards for the Warriors, who host Game 5 on Sunday. And in other NBA news, the Detroit Pistons have acquired veteran Ersan Ilyasova from the Milwaukee Bucks, adding a long-range shooter to their front court. Detroit sent forwards Caron Butler and Sean Williams to Milwaukee. Pistons coach Stan Van Gundy said the 6'10" Ilyasova is a player that Detroit has coveted. He's averaged 10.7 points and 6 rebounds in 453 games, all with the Bucks. He's a career 37% shooter from three-point range. In baseball news, Red shortstop Zach Cozart has a torn tendon and 2 torn ligaments in his right knee and will need reconstructive surgery. The expected rehabilitation is 9 months. Cozart hurt the knee when he slipped on first base while trying to beat out a grounder during a win over Philadelphia on Wednesday. He's among the NL's top shortstops in numerous offensive categories with 9 homers and 28 RBIs. Also in the NFL, the Detroit Lions have signed first-round pick Laken Tomlinson to a 4-year package that includes a team option that is worth about $8.3 million. The 323-pound guard from Duke was a 28th overall pick and is expected to bolster an offensive line that was a weak spot for the Lions last season. Detroit allowed 45 sacks in 2014, 22 more than the previous season. In the NHL, the Arizona Coyotes are mapping out their response to the Glendale City Council's decision to dissolve an arena lease agreement with the team. The strategy will include a variety of legal maneuvers, but no immediate plans to relocate the team and certainly no renegotiation of the existing agreement. A lease statute allows an entity to cancel a contract if a person who worked on the deal later represents the other party, which council members say happened when former city attorney Craig Tindall began working for the Coyotes as general counsel in 2013. There's a 3-way tie for the lead through 18 holes of the PGA St. Jude Classic in Memphis. Ryan Palmer, Brooks Koepka, and Greg Owen each shot 6-under-64s for a share of the top spot. Palmer played a bogey-free round, and Koepka had 8 birdies to match his low round of the year. Scott Brown, Steve Alker, and Brian Davis each shot 65s, putting them one ahead of defending champion Ben Crane and 4 others. Dustin Johnson lasted just 9 holes before withdrawing with an illness. In the Senior Players Championship, defending champ Bernard Longer birdied 4 of the last 5 holes on a way to a 6-under-65 to set the course record in the opening round of that tournament. Rocco Mediate, Lee Jansen, and Guy Boros shot 4-under-67s to tie for second. U.S. Senior Open champ Colin Montgomery trails by just 3 shots. The Scot has won 3 of the last 6 majors among the 50 and over crowd. Jenny Shen is the leader after one round of the PGA Championship on the women's side at Westchester Country Club. Shen signed off on a 7-under-66 that leaves her 1 stroke ahead of Brooke Henderson, who 3-putted for bogey on her final hole. Shen eagled the par 5 15th and had 5 birdies. Kari Webb Charlie Hull and Mariah Ugargan shared third at minus five. And European lawmakers have urged FIFA President Sepp Blatter to step down immediately and for an interim leader to be appointed. Members of the European Parliament passed a resolution by a show of hands after debating the corruption allegations, which have plunged soccer's governing body into crisis. Blatter announced his resignation plans last week and promised an election to replace him would be held within 9 months. FIFA says that date will be decided at a July 20th meeting in Zurich. And meanwhile, FIFA says Director of Public Affairs Walter De Gregorio is leaving his job. He's closely tied to Blatter as well. And he is stepping down immediately, but will stay on as consultant until the end of the year. In scores from Major League Baseball last night, it was Cleveland over Seattle 6-0. The A's beat Texas 7-0. Baltimore 6-5 over Boston. The Angels beat Tampa Bay 6-2. In the National League, it was San Diego topping Atlanta 6-4 in 11 innings of play. Miami shut out Colorado 6-0. The Mets beat San Francisco 5-4. Cubs over Cincinnati 6-3, and Milwaukee beat Washington 6-5. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Omaha over New Orleans 3-2 in 11 innings of play. Colorado Springs at Iowa was postponed due to rain. Games today now, we'll see a doubleheader over at Principal Park in Des Moines as Colorado Springs is at Iowa. The first game set to go at 5:08 here this evening, and the second game will start at 7:38 here tonight. And Omaha is at New Orleans for a 7 o'clock start time. And those teams are scheduled to play games on Saturday and Sunday as well. And four current University of Iowa baseball and two Hawkeye recruits were selected in the 2015 Major League Baseball draft on Wednesday. Senior Nick Hibbing was taken in the 16th round by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Senior Eric Toole was selected in the 22nd round by the Colorado Rockies. And senior Chris Goodman was taken in the 32nd round by the Miami Marlins. Junior Tyler Payton was selected in the 33rd round by the Reds. And Hawkeye recruits Daniel Perry from Susanville, California. He was taken in the 13th round by the Toronto Blue Jays. And Chris Comito, a junior from Norwalk, was selected by the Chicago White Sox in the 15th round. Comito says he will sign with the White Sox. Payton has announced he will return for his senior season, while Perry will have the choice to sign a professional contract with the Blue Jays or bypass the draft and join the Hawkeyes as a freshman for the 2016 season. And College World Series fans wanting to avoid traffic congestion in downtown Omaha can use Metro's Stadium Circulator and Stadium Express. The Stadium Circulator will connect TD Ameritrade Park with downtown hotels, parking garages, the Old Market, and other attractions. It will run every 10 minutes and operate 90 minutes before the first game each day until 90 minutes after the last game. Cost is 25 cents, and special signs will designate pickup locations. And the Circulator will also operate Friday from 9:30 to a.m. until 30 minutes after opening day celebrations festivities here tonight. Stadium Express rides are $3 each way with exact change required. Locations are 121st and I Streets near Anytime Fitness, 102nd and Nicholas near Dick's Sporting Goods, and lots C1 and C3 of the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. And fans at the College World Series also are encouraged to text guest services staff at TD Ameritrade Park if they encounter problems near their seats. For assistance, fans should send a text to 69050, type CWS, and after a space, state the issue and your seat location for this year's series. The actual series games start on Saturday at 2 o'clock with Arkansas playing Virginia. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.